The title of Ken Loach's new film comes from the door tags a British parcel company leaves when it can't make a delivery. Critic Bob Mondello says the working-class drama Sorry We Missed You has a subtext no one will miss.
Before there are any images on screen, we hear a man running through his work experience at a job interview.
Drainage, digging out, roofing, flooring, plumbing. I've even dug graves. I've done it all.
Have you ever been on the door?
No. No. I've got my pride. I'd rather starve first.
Music to my ears, Ricky.
Ricky is applying for a spot as a delivery guy, a gig economy gig that's essentially freelance.
There's no employment contracts, no performance targets, no wages, but fees.
Think Uber, but for packages and with very precise delivery times.
You sign up with us, you become an owner, driver, franchisee. You up for that?
Yeah, I've been waiting for an opportunity like this for ages.
Just one more thing before we go ahead with the franchise. Are you bringing your own van or are you going to hire with us?
Aye, there's the rub. Big expenses either way. And Ricky's wife, Abby, points out a few other issues. No benefits to speak of, no time off.
It'd be like 14 hours a day, 6 days a week. I never see you. We never see each other.
She works 14-hour days already as a home health aide, has been since the 2008 financial crisis squelched their dreams of owning a home. 10 years later, the dream's still out of reach.
I don't want to live somewhere where we're always told how long we can stay or whether we need to move out. We need to find £1,000 deposit, though, for the van.
£1,000? The only thing we've got is my car. You know I need it for work.
In 2 years' time, we'll have enough money together to get our own place. We'll have the deposit for a mortgage.
So sell the car, get the van, and let the realities hit. Traffic, parking tickets, wrong addresses, dogs, one-hour delivery windows, two-minute meal breaks, and no time for the kids. 11-year-old Liza, who's so stressed by her parents' stress that she's wet the bed. Her older brother, Sebastian, who leaves the apartment each morning backpack filled not with books, but with spray paint for graffiti. College and studying, the furthest thing from his mind.
They sent a letter about it last month, said we're gonna get a fine, love.
Seb, We've talked about this. You could go to uni.
What, and be like Harpoon's brother, 57 grand in debt, getting smashed every weekend just to forget his problems.
Yeah, but it don't have to be like that, does it? There's some good jobs out there.
Good jobs? What good jobs?
Well, there is if you just knuckle down. You know, otherwise, you're just gonna end up like...
Well, what, I don't like you?
Seb.
Do you really think I want that?
I want it better for you. I want it better for Liza.
Director Ken Loach and screenwriter Paul Laverty have explored these kinds of pressures in their other films together. Tales of pensioners fighting bureaucracy, workers treated like cogs in a machine. But in Sorry We Missed You, the filmmakers and their terrific cast find upbeat moments to counter the gloom.
Ah, yes.
Say when Liza spends a Saturday hitting the road with her dad on deliveries.
Are you having your dad?
Yeah.
Yeah, get yourself some sweets on the way.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, that's a third tip.
Proper gold digger you, aren't you? I never get any tips.
It's because you're not as cute as me.
Moments of joy amidst exhaustion and desperation. And when you think it can't get worse, it does. Because it's a Ken Loach film, the politics is front and center, but also because it's a Ken Loach film, the people are real and involving. And there is so much caring and ultimately kindness in family. I'm Bob Mondello.